Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and as usual, very important information for you to have an awareness of. You might not necessarily be dealing with this problem, but it's very interesting. So many Americans are dealing with this problem. I'm going to say mostly men, but it seems to me that the situation is arising in younger and younger men. I used to see it in older men, very late 60s, 70s, but now I'm seeing it late 40s and 50s. Very, very interesting. And what might very well be the underlying issue associated with the development of sleep apnea? Antioxidant status. So, first of all, do you know what sleep apnea is? Sleep apnea is a situation where many, many times over the course of a night, while sleeping, not regaining consciousness at all, individuals stop breathing. And they may stop breathing for as long as 30, 40, even 60 seconds. When breathing is initiated again, it's usually with gasping and kind of almost convulsive intakes of breath. And well, why is that a problem? It's a problem because of oxygen deprivation. So, first of all, because of that convulsive starting and stopping, there's very restless sleep. It doesn't seem as though when you awaken in the morning that you have had a restorative sleep over the course of the night. The other issue is because of that oxygen deprivation, it literally changes your chemistry all through your body, puts an extreme stress on your heart and on your brain. And so amazing that this can happen many, many, many times over the course of the night. Now, the only way truly, I believe, to diagnose sleep apnea would be to do a sleep study. And that sleep study would document how long the breathing interruptions were, and it would also document how many times over the course of a night that interruption in breathing occurred. There would also be a connection, possibly your blood pressure would be monitored, your heart rate would be monitored. So you get a lot of information from a sleep study. Now, what happens when you get a positive diagnosis of sleep apnea would be that you are recommended to use a CPAP machine. And the CPAP machine just is literally an oxygen delivery system where you are having a steady delivery of oxygen to your body. So your respiration would be very, very much supported. So that's going to take care of the sleep apnea problem. However, the CPAP machine can be noisy, uncomfortable. A lot of times because it is uncomfortable, people take it off their the mask off their faces during sleep and awaken in the morning to find out that they have been sleeping most of the night without the CPAP machine. So I'm here to talk to you about some of the natural things that you can do to minimize the negative developments that are associated with sleep apnea. And what you need to know about is evaluating your antioxidant status. And that has been documented that people dealing with sleep apnea have low levels of antioxidants and higher levels of the free radicals circulating in our bodies, those free radicals that cause oxidative damage. So very, very important that you evaluate your antioxidant status. You can do that with a blood test. There is a lab that you can find out more about here at naturaldocradio.com called SpectraCell. And SpectraCell will do a very specific nutrient evaluation if you suspect that you are dealing with sleep apnea. And it's interesting, if you want a kind of casual view into your sleep status, your partner may be very well aware of snoring and possibly being awakened by the intensity of snoring, and very often will be able to say that there was a stop in breathing. So you don't necessarily have to do that sleep study, but that's a definitive way to see the severity of your sleep apnea. And if you just want to progress along on your own, then you can find out, as I said, more about antioxidant status here at naturaldocradio.com with regard to the SpectraCell antioxidant test. First of all, one of the more prominent antioxidant vitamins that people need to know about, vitamin A. And you might be saying, okay, well, I take my multivitamin, and the very first ingredient in the list of all of the nutrients in my multivitamin is vitamin A. Well, I'm going to say read the small print, because very often there is beta-carotene as the source of vitamin A. It's been established that sleep apnea, people with sleep apnea have low vitamin A status. The beta carotene in your multivitamin might not convert efficiently to vitamin A. A number of years ago, there were some studies that came up that said that vitamin A accumulated in your liver. It was a fat-soluble nutrient, and consequently, you didn't really want to be using true vitamin A. There was a potential danger for liver toxicity. Well, I'm going to tell you that many people with blood sugar issues might not necessarily be diagnosed with diabetes, but maybe you're hypoglycemic. Maybe you have an unstable blood sugar. Maybe your A1C is creeping higher and higher. You may very well not convert beta-carotene efficiently into vitamin A. So you should consider possibly using a true vitamin A supplement. They usually come in 10,000 and 25,000 IU doses. And if you have a concern that you're not going to be able to metabolize it properly, then start with the 10,000 IU vitamin A. What that's going to do is enhance the interior chemistry of your blood vessels, so that interior is, first of all, not dealing with inflammatory processes that cause a whole lot of different problems, and that it is very smooth and the blood can slide so easily through the interior of those blood vessels. The vitamin A is going to have very, very slight blood thinning capacity, so your blood is not going to be sticky and have a possibility of clogging your blood vessels. And it's very specifically associated. Your optimization of vitamin A levels is very much associated with possibly benefiting the sleep apnea. So you're going to minimize the issues associated with your heart and circulatory systems when you know that you have sleep apnea, and that extra stress on your heart, the vitamin A is going to minimize that because of its ability to enhance the health of your blood vessels. then, same thing going on with your blood vessels, improving that cell tissue that lines your blood vessels with vitamin C. And so one of the things that you're going to be able to do is, along with the vitamin A, minimize the potential damage you have to your heart and circulatory system because of the sleep apnea. Okay, moving right along. And I should mention that the vitamin A, the vitamin C, those are antioxidants. And so you're enhancing, you're setting that foundation for antioxidant status that is so protective, not only of your heart and circulatory system and helping to minimize the potential complications associated with sleep apnea, but also benefiting your immune system, your skin. All different systems of your body are very, very nicely supported when you have vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. Significant antioxidant activity, and it works very, very well together with the A and the C. They interact and support one another, they re-energize one another, and they work beautifully along with selenium. It's very interesting because if someone has been dealing with snoring and that has given a little bit of insight into the possibility that there is a sleep apnea issue occurring, selenium, in one case report, was able to stop snoring. So you can see there's a very, very direct correlation with regard to supporting antioxidant status and A, C, E, and selenium. I always tell people, make sure you read the small print on the selenium bottle. You want selenium methionine. Selenomethionine. And selenomethionine is the trace mineral selenium bound to the amino acid methionine, and it is the very best utilized use of selenium. And so here's that perfect combination, ACE selenium, and you can certainly reduce oxidative damage when you're taking these items on a regular basis. And the way to establish whether they're doing the job for you is to test your levels and to see if your levels are very, very much in an optimized state. The use of A, C, and E has been researched, I'm going to say, for more than 50 years. Very, very much a situation where you're protecting your heart, you're protecting your blood vessels, you're minimizing the potential for free radicals to circulate throughout your body and do damage to healthy tissue. Okay, another wonderful, wonderful, wonderful antioxidant, and one that isn't necessarily easily supported. I'm talking about glutathione. Glutathione is a substance that has been very much linked to sleep apnea. And as I said, when you have those free radicals circulating freely, not only your heart and your blood vessels are at risk of damage, but your liver, your kidneys, your eyes, your brain, all of the different tissues of your body. And glutathione is going to be extremely protective of your liver. And the issue with glutathione is if you just purchase a glutathione supplement and take it, the ability of that supplement to raise your glutathione levels is limited. The way to use, the way to get optimized glutathione levels is to use a combination of NAC, N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine is a specific form of amino acid cysteine, and it's going to work to support, get your body to have supported levels of glutathione. The way to do it, combination with N-acetylcysteine and glutathione, or you can do the N-acetylcysteine alone. Again, like with the selenium, there have been times when supplementing with the NAC has actually minimized snoring. So that snoring is an indication that there is sleep apnea, that you are stopping breathing. And whether it is severe or minimal, whatever the issue, you want to be doing your best for your body, for your respiratory system, for your heart, for your brain, for your overall health and well-being, to minimize the possibility of that snoring progressing into a more severe issue with sleep apnea. Finally, we're talking about minerals, the trace minerals. Very, very important. I mentioned selenium, and remember, if you're going to supplement with selenium, it needs to be selenomethionine. And then you want to have a formula that is a zinc and copper formula. Zinc and copper need to be in proper ratio with one another. So if you're taking a 50 milligram zinc tablet, 2 milligrams of copper is very, very much advised. So that zinc-copper ratio, excellent addition and very, very helpful to minimize the potential damage associated with snoring and sleep apnea. You certainly want to be very well aware of your magnesium levels. I talk to people all the time about magnesium. It's a pretty standard recommendation from me when I'm talking to people about their supplementing and food choices. So the magnesium, you don't necessarily want to choose magnesium oxide. Magnesium oxide can be very, very helpful when you are seeking to establish regularity or if you just want muscle relaxation. But if you're looking to enhance your cellular levels of magnesium, you want a chelated version of magnesium. The trace mineral manganese, also very, very important, very much something that you want to be attentive to. So a very nice combination of vitamins and minerals. The vitamin accent would be on the antioxidant vitamins, the amino acid support coming from N-acetylcysteine, and then your zinc-copper ratio. And just a word about the copper. It is very interesting because if your copper levels are suppressed, it's a pretty good indicator that you are dealing with sleep apnea. It is working in support of and in relationship with superoxide dismutase. And superoxide dismutase, very, very important antioxidant enzyme, and very, very helpful for brain function. Overall, if your superoxide dismutase is low, the potential for you having sleep apnea is high. So overall, what do you want to do for your sleep apnea? Support your antioxidant status. Make sure that you're getting a very, very nice profile of minerals and trace minerals. Make sure that you know your liver function is supported with N-acetylcysteine, ultimately resulting in a supported glutathione levels. So all of this is a basic foundation for nutrient benefit associated with minimizing snoring and minimizing the potential for developing sleep apnea. Hey, the list of nutrients goes on and on and on. However, this is a core foundational approach. And if you want to learn more about sleep apnea, your antioxidant status, your mineral status, by all means, you can visit us here, naturaldocradio.com, and be directed to any number of different sites that will enhance your knowledge of these nutrients, as well as give you information where you can get these nutrients tested. Thanks so much for tuning into naturaldocradio.com. I'll be back soon.